Welcome to our brand new series for the Grow Teams on embracing change. This is about the fact that all of us, in order to reach out and extend out to other people, to minister to other people, we need to change. As God develops us and grows us, we need to change. As life moves on, we need to change. So it's important that we don't resist change or fight change or resent change. We learn how to embrace change and flow with change. If you're going to be alive, you're going to be changing. If you're going to be doing anything useful for God, you're going to be changing. And God will not allow you to remain unchanged. That's his very nature, is to bring us into change, into life. And we, as a church, we've just experienced a wonderful weekend with Andrew Stone ministering to us, and he spoke a message about Jesus, how you don't want to make Jesus into a small character that you can sit on your hand, and he had the bobblehead Jesus, and he said, you can keep Jesus there, and he just looks after you and nods his head and says yes to everything you say. And he's small and he's containable, but that's not the real Jesus. The real Jesus is uncontainable, and he's large, and he's wanting to do things and change you and bring life. We don't want to bring God into a place where we confine him so that we feel comfortable and we restrict him to the point where he's not able to actually be God. He's wanting to minister and bring life, but we just say no. We're comfortable the way we are. We don't. We are scared of change. We resist change. We don't like it when things are different because we feel insecure. We don't like it when things are changing because we feel that stretching process. It's like Christine, if she said, "Oh, listen, I want to have a baby, but I don't want to change." As like, pardon? I want a baby, but I don't want to change. He said, "Well, listen, the whole don't you understand? If you're going to have a baby, there's going to be a seed, and that seed's going to grow. And if the seed's and that child's going to grow and be healthy, you need to change. You need to stretch. You need to grow it. And it gets uncomfortable. You'll find that for that 9 months, it's uncomfortable." And she says, "Well, I don't want to be uncomfortable in any way. I don't want to have to go through anything. I want to walk the same. I want to sleep the same. I want to wear the same clothes." Well, that's not possible if you're also going to have a baby growing in you. And so rather than fight that, you just got to embrace that, because you say, I might not like the fact that it's uncomfortable, but I love the fact that I've got a baby growing. I might not like the fact that I've got to wear bigger clothes and I've got to change my outfits, and it's going to cost me money to buy some clothes. You know what? Because I'm so looking forward to the life that is coming, that this change is all worth it. And that's the point. You've got to embrace the change because you've got to love the life that God is bringing forth. And so you've got to look past what you're going through and say, "Well, you know, yes, it's uncomfortable because I'm having to learn some new skills." You know, I think it's always funny because my background is computer software. And I actually wrote computer programs for an engineering company, and we developed our own packages, and you would write something and it'd be okay and it'd work fine. But then you say, "Listen, we can do this better. You know, we can do this a lot better." And we would rewrite the software to work so much better. But when you introduce it, even though the software is better and will be much more helpful and useful, there are some people that immediately don't like it. And they say it's slower. It doesn't work as well. But what they're actually meaning is it's working different to what I'm expecting. It's doesn't allow me to do some of the things the same way, and I've got to take a step back and relearn some processes. But if they will do that within a few months, hey, the things that once they've learned and they've become second nature, they're much more functional, and they're able to achieve so much more. And I always think it's funny whenever a software company releases something or a computer company releases something. You might get a new mobile phone, and people kick up a fuss and they begin to complain because they say it's not as good and it doesn't work and I don't understand and it's slower. And what they're usually meaning is, I don't understand and I don't want to have to learn, and it's painful to change. And I understand that. When you learn something you're so comfortable with and you know how to use and you don't have to think about how to use it, and suddenly you've got to go through that process and you go to do the same thing and you swipe with your finger and suddenly it brings up another menu. Like, what's this? Or you tap, double tap, and instead of getting the thing that you expect, you get something different. And you say, well, where's that menu that I've always used? Why is it now hidden? And this is useless. This phone's stupid. It doesn't work properly. No, it's just because in order to bring us further on, sometimes we've got to change our processes. So that's this week. We're all looking about the change. Let me just give you a couple of scriptures. First of all, from 2 Corinthians chapter 3, it says, "But we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as from the Lord, the Spirit." And in Romans 12, verse 2, it says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect." We need to be, both those talk about transforming and being changed, and God wants us to go from glory to glory. And we have really enjoyed this weekend with Andrew Stone, and we want to take the challenge to change and to grow. And so we say, we're going to embrace this growth process. We know that God is a God who wants us to grow. We don't want to have a God that's small and contained and sits neatly in our hands and so we can control things. No, we want a God that is moving us forward and is bigger than us, way bigger than us, and so that we can be willing to embrace that change that he brings into our lives. So join us this week as we bring you to that point of change. God bless you.